unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
And what? Yes. He's like a street light. He may not shorten your distance, but he makes your path worth walking. And that's why I can hear some sisters says, walk in the light. The beautiful. Oh, come go with me. Why? Because God has become a lamp unto my, and a light unto my, I got some Bible readers in the house, and a light unto my path. And as I go along the way, although I cannot see my way, God just brightens up the way. You don't know where your feet are going. You don't know. I don't even know why I'm in that town. But the Spirit of God moved my feet from one place to another place. Now I got to move off the text for a minute.
Yeah.
We preachers do that. Better. A woman in her third trimester of pregnancy. The baby is in another world. But then when the baby is born, the baby ends up in this world. But the baby can't tell you anything about the other world. But then when we leave here, this world, and we go to the, they don't come back and tell you about the other world. Anybody trying to get to my father's house? Yeah. This is where I got a problem. How can you know what God wants for your life when you never open the Bible? Watch closely. How do you know? Your Bible shut, clothes, probably dirty. You're mad with God because you can't get an answer. You've been praying about a situation, and you've been wanting the situation to move in your behalf, and you've been praying. And it seems like God is taking too much time. And you need an answer right now. But your Bible is closed. That's like having a cell phone and it's off. How can your neighbor call when your cell phone is off? How can you receive a message from God and your Bible is closed? How can you receive a text message from God and your Bible is closed? Because he's trying to tell you, the Lord is my shepherd. That's in the text. I shall not want. That's in the text. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's in the text. How can you receive the message if you don't open up the word to receive? What God has for you. You know, God is fighting battles for you that you don't know nothing about. God is fighting battles for you that you don't know nothing. Satan has dispatched some things your head. But he blocked some things that'll take you off the face of this earth. But he's working, he's fighting back. That you know nothing, and then you got the nerve to be mad with God. And he's fighting back while you sleep. Watch this. You can have a stroke in the middle of the night, in the middle of your sleep, but God is fighting it back, and you wake up in the morning just a little dizzy, but you should have been out of it, but God is fighting your back. No wonder, I had somebody say, church walk not by faith, but they only walk by sight. Yes. Let me say one thing and let's move toward the text. Life is like morning tea. We need to boil our ego. Evaporate our words. Dilute our song. Filter our mistakes. And then we can say, oh, taste in seeds. And then we can tag it, oh, taste in the eye. Give me some early morning tea suppers. Oh, taste and seeds. Give me some tea suppers. Well, give me some coffee drink. Well, give me some Crown Royal drink. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Got some gin drinkers in the house. Everybody in here just don't take a few. I ain't drinking. I used to be one of them. Stand on the word. and stand on faith, knowing that grace and mercy will work out his case. First of all, Paul, if he was alive today, he couldn't pass no church in the country. He killed Christians. He brought them back bound. Letters in his pockets. He had no regard for Christ. But one day, on that Damascus road, the Bible declares God shines a light. He GPS put the light on him. And then the voice came through the light asking a question, Saul. Saul, he wasn't Paul then. Why persecutest thou? Thou mean Lord? In other words, he knew who the Lord really was. Go on down the straight street. See one of my believers, Ananias. Go on down there. I know for 3 days you can't eat nor see. But you just stay in the dark for a little while, you'll come to the... Somebody know what I'm talking about. Paul, this articulative, could speak at least 13 languages, could master at least 7. This legalist. Paul, this potentate of a gentleman who got converted on the Damascus Road. Got some Pauls in the house and some Pauline. I don't know where you got converted at, but you're here. If you stay here long enough, I pray today you get converted. Ain't about your education. Ain't about your bank account. What happened when you got sickness and the bank account don't work? Educated, you become an educated fool. I'd rather wisdom. I didn't even want that ring. Says you. I told him, just stay Smith. I'm gonna work that out after church. That's my sweetheart. But Paul is acquainted with having to stand on the